You are welcome to the 5 minutes daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is Matthew chapter 6, verse 31 to 34. Therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after all these things, the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. You know, recently, I've been hearing a lot of preachers talking about tough times, coping in difficult times. And I'm wondering, what is tough about this time? What is difficult about this time? A lot of programs have been organized around difficult times, tough times. And I'm always wondering, what exactly is tough about these times? You see, as believers, we must be very careful. What people are defining as tough time is lack of finance. When people have financial difficulty, that's what they refer to as tough time. So, as far as many are concerned, financial difficulty means the times are tough. And I'm wondering how a Christian can be thinking like that. So, money is the definition of our season and our times. If there is no money, then the time is tough. I don't know what country you may be listening to this, but generally speaking, I think globally, financial difficulty is in most places. But you see, why will a Christian be bothered about that? Because Jesus says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. He said, all other things shall be added unto you. I want to ask you, those things that will be added, will they be determined by the financial condition of the country you are living in, or will they be determined by God? As believers, our provision is assured in Christ when we live according to the word of God. So irrespective of the prices of things, God will meet our needs. We do not define tough time by the high cost of things in the society. So I see all manner of lamentation all around about increase in price, increase in this. And I keep asking them, increase in price. Has God told you he can't feed you? Has God told you he can't provide for you? When the price was lower, was it your power and your strength that was providing for you? Why do you suddenly think God is now powerless? Because prices of things have gone up. Are you serving a God that does not know that in 2024, prices of things will go up? Did you think that his promise of assured provision for your life is determined by the prices of things? Do you think it's determined by the fluctuation in dollar? No, not at all. We have our provision assured. So the problem is that we are actually not living by the word of God. We are living by the standard of the world. And so everything that hits the world, it hits us. We are also thinking like the people of the world. Otherwise, why is the price of things a bother to you? It should be a problem to the person who has promised to provide for you, not for you. If you want to know a tough time, then you should be talking about people in North Korea who have no access to Jesus, who don't have access to the Bible, who don't have access to everything we take for granted today. Those people are the ones going through tough times. You can praise Jesus anywhere and anyhow you like. You can read the scripture. You can fellowship. But just because the prices of things are high, you are organizing programs around difficulty. Instead of us to be learning Jesus, we are now learning how to cope financially everywhere. Brethren, that is not how we live as Christians. He said, if you seek first the kingdom and his righteousness, he said, all these things shall be added. Leave God to worry about the prices of things. You be concerned about the kingdom of God and his righteousness. May the Lord give you understanding in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.